success and the next step in anatomy. Human success, no matter what the topic, is very much like spiritual success, and in many ways, identical. Maybe a few caveats, but basically parallel. The same with the next step after success. They are almost exactly parallel. Noah Webster defines fulfillment as accomplishment, completion, as fulfillment of prophecy, execution, performance, as the fulfillment of a promise. The author of one of the most successful businessmen, in a book entitled The Art of the Deal, has stated that every important project meets with extreme difficulties. Mary Baker Eddy certainly did experience the same thing in the development of Christian Science. Certainly Jesus met with the same kind of thing in the development of Christianity. Everyone is under the belief of crucifixion at one time or another, and maybe constantly. We know what Jesus experienced. Mary Baker Eddy experienced similar things. Other great scientists and philosophers experienced a similar thing. They were either imprisoned or executed. John, the only faithful disciple of Jesus out of the 12, was put through the experience of boiling oil. We know what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Cast into a furnace that was so hot that it burned and killed those who cast them in there. Mary Baker Eddy states this in The Message of 1902 to the Mother Church, page 15. I suggest as a motto for every Christian Scientist, a living and life-giving spiritual shield against the powers of darkness. Quote, great, not like Caesar, stained in blood, but only great as I am good. She goes on to say, the only genuine success possible for any Christian, and the only success I have ever achieved, has been accomplished on this solid basis. The remarkable growth and prosperity of Christian Science are its legitimate fruit. A successful end could never have been compassed on any other foundation. With truths so counter to the common convictions of mankind to present to the world, from the beginning of the great battle, every forward step has been met not by mankind, but by a kind of man, with mockery, envy, rivalry, and falsehood. As achievement after achievement has been blazoned on the forefront of the world and recorded in heaven, the popular philosophies and religions have afforded me neither favor nor protection in the great struggle. Therefore, I ask, what has shielded and prospered preeminently our great cause but the outstretched arm of infinite love? This pregnant question answered frankly and honestly, should forever silence all private criticisms, all unjust public aspersions, and afford an open field and fair play. In the 80s, anonymous letters mailed to me contained threats to blow up the hall where I preached. Yet I never lost my faith in God, and neither informed the police of these letters, nor sought the protection of the laws of my country. I leaned on God and was safe. Anyone who has studied the life of Mary Baker Eddy realizes that as she was writing Science and Health, she was divorced by her family. They did everything possible to discourage her from writing and continuing once she had begun. She was evicted from every residence. They would put her out in the middle of the night. Go, go, don't come back. Back in those days, a woman could not own property or vote. They had very little rights. And of course, in Jesus' time, when they counted how many people came to hear his sermons, they would not even count women and children. They would say 4,000 plus women and children, or at another time, 5,000 plus women and children. So 9,000 in those two different occasions, plus women and children. So they weren't even considered as a part of humanity, basically. In the business world, success is usually accompanied with nurturing the sale. The sale can be a product, it can be a service. Whatever it is the quality of love that is nurturing. Certainly, in normal human affairs, being loving nurtures a relationship, caring, tending, kindness, consideration. If one contemplates on this and what has already been stated in this recording, it is apparent that there is little or no difference between spiritual development and development in our daily life. Therefore, it is easy to translate what is happening in individual life to a spiritual basis, and therefore solving problems as we are attempting to achieve success in a human life is the same thing as achieving success in spiritual advancement. Mary Baker Eddy has stated that we are constantly barraged with temptations, mortal beliefs, mesmeric thoughts that try to interfere and obstruct our progress. One needs to be alert at all times to be able to recognize these things, face them, and solve the problem. Mary Baker Eddy states that we must settle our accounts continuously. In other words, don't carry things forward, but get them resolved as soon as they are recognized as being a problem. And as stated, don't expect objections to always be from outside, because within friends and family is a very common place for them to occur. As noted, Jesus was betrayed by his disciples. That's as close as you can get. Only 1 out of 10 lepers gave thanks to Jesus. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And yet the king cared very much about Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown into the fiery furnace that was so hot that it caused the death of those who cast them into the furnace. On the other hand, shifting our thought to what does it take to gain success, it is not time. Time has very little, if anything, to do with success. Jesus only had his ministry for 3 years. He established Christianity in that amount of time. Successful business people have been successful in a very short period of time. It takes the right formula for success, not time. The only reason time is a factor is if one is mixed up with things that are unrelated to the success formula that is required. However, the same thing happens with failure. It doesn't take time to fail. One bad decision can cause failure for a long-time business that has been successful. The same thing with spiritual advancement. Jesus has stated that what we think is as important as what we do. If we are thinking evil, that is the same as committing the sin. And of course, one can think in a matter of a moment, and that can be one's downfall. Watching is the key. No matter whether we are thinking about spiritual advancement or we're considering human success. Mary Baker Eddy stated that the good we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable. And we must remember that everything is an individual salvation. We cannot work it out for others, and others cannot work out our salvation. I believe that's one of the reasons why Mary Baker Eddy indicates that scientists getting together to discuss Christian Science is not recommended. It seems that one of the reasons may be that there are too many, quote, mortal minds that are involved. Therefore, one-on-one in seeking God within individual consciousness is the most direct way for spiritual advancement. Let's suppose that success has been achieved. In the spiritual realm, that is probably evidenced by the fruits, healings, advancement in consciousness, so that one is more and more inclined to automatically translate when a problem appears. In other words, translate from the visible to the invisible. Or, instead of permitting the human thoughts to inundate one's consciousness, that one does the filtering at the onset of the suggestion. But success does not end when success is achieved. no matter whether one is thinking on a more human level or on the divine level. When America was established, and by that I mean when the Constitution had been formed and the Bill of Rights had been written, the founders stated publicly, here it is, it's up to you to keep it. In other words, they delivered a country that was based on freedom, but clearly stated that you must work to keep it. Jesus gave the foundation for Christianity. But unfortunately, much if not all of the healing of the disciples was based on faith healing. Just as when Mary Baker Eddy had some 2,000 people visit her, I believe it was the 4th of July celebration, she looked out on the audience and told Laura, one of her closest household members, she says, I look out on this vast audience and I don't see one Christian Scientist. They were all living on Mary Baker Eddy's work, on her spiritual level, and they had not really internalized what it was all about. Regarding Christianity that was established by Jesus, 300 years later, at 325 AD, there was a council called the Council of Nicaea, and they formally made Christianity a part of the state. It's a joke that they say that there's a separation of church and state in America because a business license is required to have a church. And if you conduct church in a way that is in conflict with what the government wants, they will shut down the church, or they will disallow the tax-deductible nature of contributions, which forces many out of business or out of church business. Church and state is very much united, which means that there is no freedom of religion. Religion has been totally corrupted. This is not just Christianity. This is many religions worldwide. Money has been the enticement. Power and control over others. The same ills that are inherent in, quote, human nature based on a materialistic belief have been the guiding light, or should I say the guiding darkness, which has brought about the dire moral circumstances that we're facing today. Jesus, when he went on the mount to show Peter, James, and John the transfiguration, was proving that there is no time. And he said, before Abraham was, I am. And he proved it. Not as a God, but as an individual devoted to God that did not let the limitation of time or distance or place, geography, or anything else limit his activities. Mary Baker Eddy transported herself from Concord, New Hampshire, when she lived in Pleasant View, to the west coast of the USA instantly. Stayed there for 2 weeks and returned the same way. Time and place, geography, are not required, but on the other hand, must be overcome. Frederick Rawson, one of the greatest healers of all time, learned how to conduct retroactive healing, or treating backwards, whereby the healing begins, if not being totally concluded, before he had been contacted to be involved in bringing about a healing. He experienced this, or proved it rather, over 500 times. This is all authenticated in his books, which are on the website, which is mbeinstitute.org. Jesus certainly proved that time was not a factor, because he performed instantaneous healings. One of Mr. Rawson's healings that was verified and reported by a friend who was with him at the time, they both were looking out a window and saw a man that had a whole load of rocks dumped on him. And Mr. Rawson made the statement with extreme, vivid, solid spiritual understanding, there is nothing but God. And the individual was instantly healed, not a scratch. Time is not a factor. Just as in business, time is not a factor when the formula is correct. Time is not a factor in spirituality when the formula is correct. The formula being an understanding of truth. When that is applied, time is not a factor. Place is not a factor. There is nothing that can limit the results. It's just like Bicknell Young said, people would come to him to help solve a business problem, and he would find their biggest problem is they don't know their business. We have to know it on a human level. Mary Baker Eddy stated that the humanity of Jesus enabled his divinity, the magnitude of his humanity. He had to be considerate, loving, and kind, not to evil, but to individuals. We have to know our business. If the topic is advancing spiritually, then we have to know all we can learn about the elements of what God is, what man is, the relationship between God and man. The tools that are needed are on the website, mbeinstitute.org. The finest tools one can ever find are right there. We don't have to rediscover the basics that were given to us by Jesus and by Mary Baker Eddy. We need to explore them and understand them. We need to internalize, make it our own. I know of some who have rewritten the textbook in their own words so that they more clearly understand it, but always referring back to the original text, making sure that they are getting closer and closer to what the meaning is. And of course, as they advance, they get brand new dimensions that open up to them, that do get more and more clear on exactly Mary Baker Eddy's intent in each sentence, each paragraph, each subtitle. So let's suppose that we've been perseverant and we've gained success to whatever level that is in our thought, in whatever topic we're talking about, whether it's spiritual advancement, whether it's a particular healing, whether it is a business venture, whether it's a relationship with family, our spouse, business associates, friends, whatever. What is the next step? We must remember God is infinite, and Mary Baker Eddy has stated that infinite progress is concrete being. We may think we have reached a milestone, but there is no end. Success in one thing may be only the footstool, the foundation for the next level up. There is never a time to sit back and rest on our laurels and think that we have achieved all there is to achieve and now we're going into permanent retirement. One must realize that the next step after success is achieved is a higher level. It has been stated that the letdown in success is achieving it, because the real dynamics was when one was striving for success. This is true no matter whether we're talking about spiritual advancement or we're talking about a so-called human life, achieving success in a venture. No matter what it is, a marriage, a business, a relationship, an event, preparing for an event, no matter what it is, once it has been achieved, it appears to be a letdown because the real interesting part of life is as we are striving to achieve something that we feel is worthwhile. If one wants to see the dynamics of how this works, all one has to do is to search out a business that maybe came forth with a new development of great value. And then the idea was absorbed by the bureaucracy. Then the decline begins. It may not be overnight. It may be a long-term affair. But it will be a trend that is down instead of up. Whenever humanity gets involved with human thoughts, then it opens the door to greed, the desire to control others, ego, any number of things that all interferes and it absorbs the original idea of why the business was established. And that could be the same thing in spiritual advancement. If one has success in healing, whether it's within oneself, one's own experience, or in the practice of helping others. Ego is a constant battle. One has to recognize it's not an individual, but it is God at work, and all credit must be given to God. Jesus constantly gave credit to God. Mary Baker Eddy gave all credit to God. She was so impersonal that she did not want herself to be considered above others and didn't even go to preach or give a talk at her own church, because she knew that the deification would be a stronger temptation than if she stayed away. Some of the most important messages that she gave to humanity were to be read at the Mother Church, and they were for like special meetings, like the annual meeting. One of them that was quoted in this recording is that very same idea. It was a message to the Mother Church, to those attending the meeting, the annual meeting for that particular year. So, what is the next step? As success is obtained, then the belief of evil intensifies. Because even though one might be envious or greedy as they see success developing in someone else or in a venture, another company or whatever, the real envy is after a new plateau has been reached, which is considered success. In fact, that might be the goal of the company, to have one product, if it's a manufacturer, to have one product that is what the purpose was of establishing the company. Maybe it was an automobile, for example. Or maybe it was to have one retail store selling to the public, or researching for a particular discovery, and they completed it, and the product is now being manufactured and available for sale. Could be anything. But usually when something new is begun, it has a particular goal in mind, and when that is reached, that is deemed to be success. But what happens is that that is not the end. That is only the end of maybe one particular thing. Even if there is no desire to do any more than that one thing, there is an intensification of evil beliefs that try to take it down, that try to take it apart. Same thing happened to America. The founding fathers, they delivered a constitution and a Bill of Rights, and then the real effort began by those who did not want it to take it down. That's what happened to Christianity. 325 AD, they took it down. When Mary Baker Eddy discovered Christian Science, as soon as she left invisible form in 1910, they immediately took her picture out of the book, the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. That was her textbook. She had her picture in there for a reason, not to be deified, but as a symbol. That was it. They blew up monuments that had been installed to commemorate the success of Christian Science. They blew them up. They did everything possible to destroy her being the reason for the whole thing to come about. Without her, it would not have come about, because she was an anointed messenger from God, and that was her mission. Just like Jesus, anointed messenger of God. What did they do? They tried to get rid of him. They crucified him. They crucified Mary Baker Eddy. Mental murder. Tried to separate her from the books that she authored. What have they been trying to do for several years with the man that wrote the book, The Art of the Deal? Same thing. They've attacked him, his family, everything he stood for. He represents draining the swamp, getting rid of corruption, getting rid of evil. What do they do with the president of another country, the largest country in the world? That's the easiest place there is to go and start a new church, because they are inviting Christianity. That country has given protection to those who are escaping the oppression of the country that was founded on freedom, America. They do everything possible to discredit the individual that is responsible for the opening of that country, the largest one in the world, to Christianity, to the freedom of the population. That country has been the leader in destroying the corruption against children. And yes, there is worldwide objection to that from the ones that are profiting from all of those evils, all of the corruption. That's who hates truth. The haters of truth try to destroy the evidence that truth is being successful. That's why they tried to destroy Jesus, Mary Baker Eddy. They stood for truth. So what does one need to do? What is the next step? Mary Baker Eddy brings out very clearly the value of watching. Watching is not only one of the key elements to gain a level of success, but once that success is gained, it must be vivid. It must be active, dynamic, alive. She says in the chapter on prayer, page 15, in order to pray aright, we must enter into the closet and shut the door. We must close the lips and silence the material senses. In the quiet sanctuary of earnest longings, we must deny sin and plead God's wholeness. We must resolve to take up the cross and go forth with honest hearts to work and watch for wisdom, truth, and love. We must pray without ceasing. Such prayer is answered insofar as we put our desires into practice. The Master's injunction is that we pray in secret and let our lives attest our sincerity. Pray without ceasing, those three words is a quotation from the Bible. And as Mary Baker Eddy has said, she has gained all of her inspiration from her reading continuously the Bible. Gilbert Carpenter produced a book which is 500 Watching Points. He lived in Mary Baker Eddy's home as one of the residents that was gaining instruction to earn the CSD degree, which was really just a byproduct of desiring to contribute to the cause. And of course, to do that in a most earnest way, one had to devote 100% of their time when they lived in the home with Mary Baker Eddy as part of her team. They had to devote 100% of their time and effort toward that end. Serving mankind, gaining a better understanding of God and man and so forth. Watching is how we are living our life. It has been brought out in other recordings that when we pray without ceasing, that means that every moment we are translating what appears to be the visible to the invisible. Doesn't matter what activity we may be involved with on a human level, we should be doing it with a spiritual emphasis. In the chapter on Christian Science Practice in the textbook Science and Health, under the subtitle of The Salt of the Earth, she states, "A Christian scientist occupies the place at this period of which Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said, 'Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let us watch, work, and pray that this salt lose not its saltness, and that this light be not hid, but radiate and glow into noontime glory.'" Also in the same chapter, Christian Science Practice, she states on page 411, under the subtitle of Unspoken Pleading, she states, "Always begin your treatment by allaying the fear of patients. Silently reassure them as to their exemption from disease and danger. Watch the result of the simple rule of Christian Science, and you will find that it alleviates the symptoms of every disease. If you succeed in wholly removing the fear, your patient is healed." Now, we must keep in mind that we don't have to be in the professional practice of Christian Science healing involved with others, because our own consciousness is our patient. So we need to allay the fear within our own thoughts. That is the key. How do we do that? By learning more about God, by understanding God more completely. The opposite of love is fear. So if one wants to work on the thought of fear and resolving it, love is the synonymous term that should be the focus. We can't both love and fear at the same time. The love should be, in this case, the love for the truth about God being all-powerful. If God is all-powerful and we believe that God is God, meaning that He is in control all the time, under every circumstance, then that eliminates the possibility of fear entering into the picture. Because fear cannot enter into a picture and be competitive against the all-knowing, spiritual, omnipotent power of God. Helen Wright, who along with her husband founded the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, has written not only many books, but one in particular called Your Divinity Revealed, and there is a chapter on each one of the seven synonymous terms. These are the terms that Mary Baker Eddy has defined as being the elements of God. On page 465 of Science and Health, Mary Baker Eddy defines God as being incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Helen Wright has a chapter on each one of those last seven words, which again are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. If one wants to be able to address their own thoughts, study in depth of those seven chapters, one chapter on each of those seven terms, then the study of that book, and particularly those seven chapters, are of immeasurable value. Again, available on the website, and as of now, everything on the website is free. Certainly, donations are appreciated. If one feels that they have gained something from the website and desire to give back. The tools are available. One can study as much as they like. They are encouraged to practice what they learn. And also on the website are treatments, such as the one you're listening to right here, which are suggested ways to approach solving problems, which, of course, is a byproduct of becoming more advanced in one's understanding, because that's the real goal, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That was the approach of Solomon. He wanted to know how to judge his people fairly. He ended up becoming the wealthiest man of all time, even including in today's terms. But that should not be your goal. If that is your goal, then you're not seeking the kingdom of God first. You're seeking the kingdom of God because you think that's going to bring you wealth. And that puts you back to square one. In fact, probably puts you to a negative. As the man that wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, he said if money would have been his motivation, he is sure that any deal in where that was his motive would have failed. So our motive must be to get closer to God. That is the next step. That should be the last step. That should be every step. And when we reach a level of success, all that is encouragement that what we are doing is working. Mr. Rawson states that if he has an idea on how to heal, how to solve a problem, he tests it to see if it works. If it doesn't work, he doesn't use it, of course. If it does work, he uses it. That's what we must be, an explorer, a tester. It's like an inspector. We want to delve into it and see what makes it tick. If the tick works, if it brings fruition, then we've discovered something that will be useful to us on an individual level, helping us work out our own salvation, which of course includes everyone that comes to thought. Because our advancement is reflected out to the universe. And we must be willing to tell others about healings if that is an appropriate thing at an appropriate time. On page 146 of Science and Health, Mary Baker Eddy states this: divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. That's page 146, Science and Health. The book referred to by Helen Wright gives us wonderful things which are tools to help us learn the system that Mary Baker Eddy gave us and utilize it in daily life. Many authors have contributed something very worthwhile in our study as we pursue a better understanding of God. And if one wants to get a better idea of what the system is all about, in addition to getting a better understanding of each of the seven synonymous terms, as was just discussed, it is highly recommended that one explore the writings of Rolf Witzke. His works, again, are on our website, and the ones mentioned so far are all on every single page up in the header. Their picture is there, and there is a pop-up if you hover over the little eye that gives you a little background on that individual. And if you click on the name under their picture, it takes you to the index page for that author. So Rolf has many books, and there are an abundance of diagrams. A picture is worth a thousand words, as they say. And those diagrams show clearly how everything fits together. His works are the most advanced that we have found on the system of Christian Science that Mary Baker Eddy refers to in the quotation given there from page 146. Frederick L. Rawson has provided the most advanced book. We call it the Encyclopedia A to Z of 1,315 different problems, with the counterfact that one can work with to solve the problem and heal the situation. It's in alphabetical order, fully indexed on our website, so if one is searching for a particular problem, it's in alphabetical order, and they can just press Control F on their browser and type in the name, and it will immediately go there. And there's also an index at the top in alphabet, the alphabet, and they can click on the alphabet and cruise it that way. His entire book was an inspiration from his own demonstration. So you can be assured that what is in that book is a result of his spiritual advancement and not personal opinion. As stated several times in this recording, there are many parallels between what we experience in human life and our pursuit of being more spiritual. An example of that is the customer return policy that the largest retail company in the world established. That was, you can bring back anything, anytime, for any reason, and we will give you your money back. That enabled them to become the largest retail outlet in the world. Customer satisfaction. I know someone that was in business for 50 years, and they said the best advertising in the world is a satisfied customer. And the worst advertising is an unhappy customer. And therefore, do everything possible to convert lemons into lemonade. As mentioned earlier in this recording, Mr. Rawson said he would test everything, and if it worked, then he would use it. Well, that's our customer satisfaction when we are pursuing spiritual advancement. If it works, then we are satisfied and we use it. If it doesn't work, we know that we are barking up the wrong tree. There's something that is preventing success. So we have to keep digging. We have to keep going back to the elements, which are the synonymous terms for God. Another person on our website that is a real expert at doing exactly that is Maria Brunson. She has hours and hours of MP3s explaining in detail exactly how to do that, how to evaluate the synonymous terms and see how they work together. If one has doubts about the effectiveness of Christian Science or Mary Baker Eddy's works, take a look at Albert Einstein. Also, his picture is on every page up at the top in the header. He made these statements about Christian Science and Mary Baker Eddy. He said, "Blessed art thou," talking about Mary Baker Eddy. He says, "because everything that is in this book," referring to Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures. And he also stated that Christian Science is provable science. And then he gives the caveat, if one follows the scientific procedure. So we must be scientific in our approach, not just haphazardly or chaotically throw out a few words as a quotation from someone, but we have to understand what it means, and we have to live what it means. Robert Putnam is another one that is in the header at the top of every page, and he is a real expert on the Council of NECA, which was referred to in this recording. Also, he has taken the complete Bible and broken it down into 10 lessons, a wonderful expose on learning everything that one needs to know about the Bible in 10 lessons. He was such genius in the way he presents that, and it's only some, I think, 146 pages or something. However, there are almost, it seems like, an infinite number of references, so one can study for as much as they want or as little as they want and quite assuredly learn things that they would not have learned elsewhere. John Sinton is also at the top there in the header, and he has taken Science and Health from beginning to end and provided very, very important information about all of the key sentences and paragraphs in Science and Health. So one would find that very useful when they study the textbook to also be seeing his books, because he has on one side the original that Mary Baker Eddy stated on every single page, and then on the right side is a page of his interpretation from a spiritual viewpoint. Very, very excellent work. And of course, Mary Baker Eddy is at the top on the left, and Jesus is at the top on the right. It's like the two of them wrap their arms around the whole concept of Christian Science. regarding Christ Jesus, we have a series of 11 books, 11 volumes, on the 41 parables of Jesus. And we don't think you will find a better spiritual interpretation of those parables than what is offered on our website. And they are authored by Stamp and Moss, very, very fine, advanced Christian scientists who have an extremely deep understanding of the spiritual nature of man and, of course, the source, which is God. I had no idea that this would come to me to be talking about all these authors, but that's what came to me, and so I did it. So I may as well top it off by saying that we have a lot of beautiful music, very original, which not only includes some of the hymns in modern music with the instruments of harp, guitar, flute, and of course piano, and some of the finest songwriters, and utilizing Bible verses is especially inspiring. We have many of those. And with everything, you can download or you can listen with the music. And we have many, many MP3s where you can listen to the readings of various references. If we really want to advance in our spiritual understanding, then we must do what Mary Baker Eddy says: work, watch, and pray. And there's no end. We just have the opportunity to take another step up whenever we achieve a certain level of what we consider success. God is infinite. Infinite progress is concrete being. There is nothing but God. Amen.